Hi, this is Alan Carrington from the Centre of Learning and Professional Development at the University of Adelaide. We're in day two of ERGA conference, and I'm with Femke from here, from the University of Adelaide. Femke, tell us exactly what you do here, and you're from Holland?
Hi, Alan. Yes, I'm Femke Buysman-Pelman from the Faculty of Health Sciences.
Yeah, I wasn't game enough to try that name, sorry.
No worries. I'm with the Faculty of Health Sciences, and we're offering several courses that are run only online.
Yeah, your presentation where you talked about how to handle the pros and cons, I wish I had 20 minutes to talk about it instead of five, but one of the things that was really interesting was the way you talked about the importance of teacher presence and the importance of good communication and feedback. How do you manage the course?
In the beginning, we focus a lot on getting the students online and getting them familiar with the learning online. And we try to encourage every effort they take to access the material, start discussions.
Are they from all over the world?
Yeah, we've got students now from every continent.
That's, wow.
That gives a very special mix.
It's a master's course?
Yeah, it's an international Master of Science that we teach with two other universities, one from the US and one from the UK.
Okay. How many students in the current?
We've got 35 students in the master and another 40 in graduate diplomas.
And tell me, what do you mean by teacher's presence?
We want the students to feel like they're getting real teaching, not that they just pay and have to do all the work by themselves. So we want them to feel like they can come to us with questions or when they don't understand the content.
The courses, you manage the course with Blackboard or a learning management system?
Yeah, everything is taught through Blackboard.
Okay, tell me about some of the pros and the cons. What have you learned as a teacher?
Well, the mature age students have an opportunity to come and study, and they bring in a lot of experience, and that's something that's really special to the program.
It would be, yeah.
One of the problems that we experience is that students find it difficult to learn online and find the time to do it. And there are also technical problems, for example, if they're in a remote area.
Yeah. Do they establish some sort of learning community? How do you manage that process? Is it just say hello to each other, or it must be more than that?
We get them to introduce themselves in the beginning on the discussion board and provide some information about where they're from. And already from the start, they started, you're from this university, I've worked there as well, and you really get a group feeling.
Do you think genuine friendships are developed here?
Yes, definitely. And from the previous year, we've got a very tight group that see each other.
Wonderful. And what do you think? So, okay, we've got access to a lot of people you might not otherwise have. What other pros are there?
Students that work, for example, have an opportunity to study, and they don't have to come into university, so it's a lot more flexible.
You mentioned something about experts.
Yes, we also use worldwide experts to provide lectures for us, and that's also something that wouldn't be possible in a face-to-face teaching.
What about cons? IT is a con, yeah.
Yes, IT is a con. Students often overestimate their capabilities of working online and planning their own time. And that causes a lot of problems and frustration in the beginning that we try to help them with and try to help them overcome it.
Yeah. As a teacher, do you find it satisfying?
Definitely. It's a really stimulating group, and it's sometimes difficult that you have to focus on all the administrative stuff where you want to give them feedback on the topic that you're teaching as well.
Okay. I think that you've talked a lot about our teachers' presence and community. And what about assessment? Assessment gets in there. I only have to be quick on it.
We assess them on the discussion board, an essay and an exam, so it's quite formal.
And
we use external examiners, for example, for that.
And you consider it successful?
Yes, very. Yeah, we're very
pleased. I've been talking with Femke about the pros and cons of online learning. Femke, it's a 20-minute subject and not a 5-minute one. So thank you for your time, but we might do something else later.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.